It is the Riot Podcast. Where is Saskatchewan?
Well, we've been talking a lot of Canada this morning.
We're so Canada, dude.
Like we mentioned yesterday in the podcast, you'll hear some of our taste testing from a wonderful listener. She sent an amazing box of all these delicious Canadian treats. And then Ken, he was listening from Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
So he enjoyed us... listening to us, it seems like the all dressed chips and the ketchup chips.
Okay, Saskatchewan looks like it's a province that is, they call them provinces?
Province, yeah.
Canadian province, is that right?
Sure.
It's between Manitoba, where our goodies came from,
yeah,
and Alberta.
Okay.
So
now, if you don't know where Alberta and stuff is, like, you got to have some point of reference.
Let's just say Winnipeg's in Manitoba. It's just... like across the U.S. border, like it touches the United States. Maybe is that North Dakota? This is kind of a crappy map.
I gotcha.
So it's in that area.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for listening from
Saskatchewan,
around the world,
and Manitoba. So, we have people listening in Ontario this morning. I know that's true as well. So I really have heard from a lot of Canadians this morning. Thank you guys for listening. And you as well. Don't forget, listener supported. Support Radio U now. Our spring fundraiser is coming up. You can go to imradiou.com.
And if you want to check out more of the delicious Canadian treats, I posted a video. You can go to Radio U Riot on our Facebook page. There you can see some of our Instagram story as we show you some of the items we were testing.
I will tell you that today's podcast, I feel like, is embarrassingly stereotypical of
very
the Riot.
Very food-driven.
The amount of food talk that is in this podcast is absurd. You add that onto the fact that there's some...
okay. Movie and video game talk.
Yep.
That's it.
And TV talk.
And TV. That's it.
And then there's also, there's one shout out to, I lost the list. There's one thing
that
doesn't fit with that. And the rest of it is just like, oh,
well,
man.
Well, grab a snack, get ready for Riot cliche stuff and enjoy the podcast.
So cliche. But you know what? That's what you're here for, isn't it? A little cliche in your day?
Hopefully so.
That's the Riot.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
You know what I've just realized is that tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So are you ready?
Meaning, like, do I have my green ready? Or what else are we doing?
Well... I'm glad you've mentioned that because, yes, I'm going
to
need to wear green.
To do? You have to wear something green or what? Is it you get pinched?
Yeah. Go ahead. Pinch me.
See if I care.
Good for you.
It'll be like a tiny little hug.
Nobody's hugged me in a long time.
It'll
I'll just count this.
Fine.
It's no big deal. So, yeah, tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. And Nikki, like, we just continue to roll through days to celebrate. I mean, we had the Ides of March this week. We had National Nap Day this week.
Did we have something else on Tuesday?
Well, we found out we missed National Pancake Day.
Oh, Tuesday was Pie Day.
Pie Day, that's right.
That was it.
So, I mean, we pretty much had something every day.
Now,
except
I feel
for
like
today.
St. Patrick's Day is on a different level where it's a more established holiday than some of the others we've thrown out during the last minute.
Yeah.
But today, I'm sure there's something.
Well, it's kind of a bummer it falls on a Friday because if you live life... okay. Like I will never forget this. My history teacher in high school, my sophomore year, he's like, St. Patrick's Day is just an excuse to get drunk in the middle of the week. And as a society, we're going to continue to come up with days to celebrate so we can continue to get drunk on weekdays.
But that doesn't work for his argument. It's a weekend.
I know. That's what I want to call him and be like, it's on Friday now.
What are you telling your students?
What you going to do?
What's the matter?
What are you teaching today? I don't know. I'm not going to call him.
Okay,
it's
good. Because that's being a troll.
He'll just be like, who is this?
That's being too much.
I don't remember you. You're nothing to me. Where were we? But, okay, tomorrow, here's what we should do.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme in Canada and the United States. Green donuts tomorrow.
Good. I thought you were going to say something more St. Patrick's Day-y, which isn't it like the... oh, the corn.
What's more St. Patrick's Day than green?
No, like a green donut, but what's the St. Patrick's Day meal like a lot of people have? Like the corned beef or the rye and the...
Don't know anything about it.
It's the meal that they always have out. You see it. It's at the at the grocery store.
Here we go. What do you eat on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, it's like a corned beef thing.
Corned beef and cabbage.
That's the thing.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Oh, just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah,
like
but that's what a lot of people have on St. Patrick's Day.
No. This says you can also have shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Now, okay.
You'll eat that.
Mashed potatoes and hamburger. Okay.
I mean, it's a pie.
There it is. Irish stew. Tender lamb, hearty carrots, potatoes, and herb butter. I'm not really a lamb guy, but hearty carrots,
You'll
why
have
not?
The rest.
Yeah, Irish soda bread, vegetable shepherd's pie, and this says chocolate stout cupcakes.
Whoa.
Those are all. What makes them stout?
It's a beer.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Well, you know what? I could just go for a green donut.
Or perhaps maybe some chicken fingers. Just something to really round out the day.
How about some green chicken fingers?
Well,
anybody making those?
Plan today so that tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day, we don't just get surprised by the day.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I want one of these green donuts right now. I'm in.
So I'm sorry, you say it's free or what? No,
yeah.
It's just green. I know.
Why
that's the society we live in. That's the society we live in, right?
It's not enough that they put the extra stuff in to get you a green donut on St. Patrick's Day. Now you're mad because you have to pay for it.
I didn't know if it was like one free green donut.
Oh, my gosh.
Or you buy so many, you get one free. My apologies. Thanks so much.
I love the fact that you're just like, it's free, right?
I didn't say it that way, did I? No, I did not. I was just asking.
But I heard what was underneath
nope.
it.
Thanks so much.
I ain't paying for this.
No, I didn't even say that.
This is some of the worst riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, worse than that. It's the worst of the riot.
So, Nikki, have you ever seen The Fly?
The Fly?
The Fly.
I have not.
Okay.
What is The Fly?
Well, The Fly was a movie. It's actually a couple of movies that, let's see, you had a movie that came out in 1958, which I actually saw that. It's black and white. It's got Vincent Price in it. And some admittedly not amazing special effects. But
it was, the 1950s? So what do you expect?
Some of those old sci-fi movies are so worth your time. I mean, maybe they're not. Maybe you'd say to yourself, I only have so much time on this earth and I spent 2 hours doing this. But, dude, I don't know. I love old movies like that. Okay, so there's that. And then let's talk about another old movie, 1986. The Fly, starring Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis.
Okay.
Directed by David Cronenberg. And that, again, saying it was basically do you call it a remake of the 1958 film?
Well, it's not a reboot, but it was was it just word for word?
Well, no, it wasn't. So 30 years, it was roughly 30 years after the 58 film, you get the 86 film. And this is going to be a shock to you, Nikki, but Hollywood is thinking about...
Don't say it. I'm not going to believe it if you tell me.
now that it's been another 30 years...
Of course, they're obligated to.
They feel comfortable going back and making another Fly
movie?
Mm-hmm.
So any word on who and... Who will be directing it and who will be acting in it? Or
I've got, some details. They say that director J.D. Dillard... They are looking to make a movie out of The Fly.
Sounds like a clothing store. So
it does, right? So I don't know. He directed a movie. No. A movie called Slight.
Okay.
I don't know what that movie is. Yeah.
Well, you got to start somewhere. So
yeah. So he's also in pre-production to direct a horror film called Sweetheart. So this would not be. I'll tell you right now. I saw The Fly. Where was I? I don't know, Target or something, and they had the big bin of Blu-rays, and they were $3. And I pulled The Fly out, and they have these things in the movie called telepods, and it is the coolest looking thing. And I was $3, it's a rental, I'll just buy it. And it is horrifying. It is. I know.
Is it still being badly done? Or
no, I know it's 30 years old, but it's so gross scary.
Is it a horror movie or is it suspenseful?
It's body horror.
Oh, worse.
He's turning into a fly. Because what happens is, Nikki, he goes into the telepod, which he's designed a teleportation thing.
Yeah.
But a fly flies in there with him.
At the same time.
And so they end up having their DNA swapped, and so he is slowly becoming a big human fly.
I'm sure a modern remake of that will be just wonderful.
It's gross. When I got done with it, I was like, put that in the trash. Take it outside right now. I don't ever want to see it again.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
You know, I'm conflicted about what I'm looking at right here. It's a list of, I mean, what looks to be some of the largest calorie items on restaurants.
Oh, like their menus? Restaurants,
pretty much anywhere, yeah.
Yeah, I bet they all look good.
Okay.
And sometimes it's disappointing when you look at it and you're like, oh, really? That's not that many. Meaning like you don't think the food that you're seeing would be that many calories. And then you're obviously really wrong.
The other thing about it that I'm conflicted about is, look at this, Nikki, okay? It's the bloomin' onion. See, that's the problem. I hate onions.
Yeah.
But I'm fully in favor of an appetizer that starts at 3,000 calories.
That's what it starts at?
Starts.
Oh, especially if you're doing the dipping sauce.
Because here's the thing, Nikki. They have just introduced for a limited time the 3-point bloom.
What's that? A little bit bigger?
Well, because at the Outback, it's a blooming onion.
But now you get a 3-point bloom?
It's a 3-point bloom. So you got the blooming onion. That's a base of 3,000 calories. Then it's covered in Aussie cheese fries. Hang on.
That's a 3-point bloom?
And my mouth is so... I need to swallow some more. Because I want to eat those. And then on top of that, we get juicy seasoned sirloin steak. Little steak nuggets.
Yeah.
That are put on top of the cheese fries and the blooming onion.
That is 3,080 calories, which will be for the blooming onion 3-point.
That's just for the blooming onion. They said this one? From what I understand, that like...
I think it says the 3-point dish, which is like a basketball tournament thing, is going to be 3,080 calories. Goes for $12.99 from March 15th through April 4th.
Yeah, you're right. I read that wrong. Because if you just do a bloomin' onion, that's only 1,954 calories.
It's more reasonable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't that...
What they're calling this is if you're torn between appetizers. So if you go to like an Outback and you're like, well, I want the bloomin' onion, or I want the little steak things, or if I want the covered cheese fries or something, this will be the combination of everything.
Man, I want them freaking cheese fries. That's what I'm on about. And you know what? If you want to put some steak on top of my cheese fries, God bless you. Go right ahead.
This isn't even one where you go like, well, yeah, I'll just eat this for my meal. It's not even something like that. That's still more calories.
Well, they're saying here like other like single serving meals or whatever that are your entire day's calories. Like, look at this, a Chili's Ultimate Smokehouse combo. That's got chicken. I can't even see what all this is. There are fries. There's a rack of ribs. There's cheese.
Rack of ribs.
Cheese filled like sausage bites of some kind. Is that a deep fried? That might be a deep fried corn on the cob. I can't tell what that is, but boy, that's 2,400 calories and it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Applebee's New England fish and chips, that's 2,000 calories. Man, that looks like there's like no food on that. Look at that, like that plate. There's not enough food on that. Red Lobster's crab linguine, 1,900 calories. Friday's Jack Daniel's full rack of ribs with coleslaw and fries.
It's the coleslaw.
That's only 1,500 calories.
That's reasonable.
Not that much, so, and you know what? It just goes to show you how bad society is. Where I'm like, it's only 1,500 calories.
Did you say the tour of Italy?
I didn't mention that.
From Olive Garden, 1,520.
Yes, because that you got the lasagna. You got
There's calories.
Pasta Alfredo, and then what is that? Chicken Parmesan. Woo! I'm getting hungry in here. I just want to say, like, that's really awesome, Outback. You guys have done something. Like, topping 3,000 calories in one... Like,
one appetizer.
But I mean, like, if you think about it, that's getting a lot for your money. 3,000 calories for 12 bucks?
Sure.
Do that at home.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
I am pretty. I am fun.
The Riot. Radio U.
So, Nikki and I have here a box of dead birds from Canada. It's pretty exciting, right? What do you think? We actually don't know what's in it.
Let's see. She sent this from Manitoba.
Yep.
Spent a lot of money on shipping. And it was so sweet in the email. We talked about her yesterday.
It was like $35 US on shipping.
During our podcast. And we had mentioned we had received it after the show yesterday and how nice of it. Nice of a size of a box it is.
It's a huge box.
She said she was happy to send it. So Shireya, thank you so much.
So thank you, Shireya. Here we go. I'm opening it.
We probably could have done that part before we you know, got on air.
No, I want everybody to hear the whole process.
The whole thing.
All right. Here we go. You know, it is a little weird.
Like, well, you could have had the cutting part done, and no, now we're ready. Now we're good.
You know, it's taking longer.
Because I mentioned
it. Because you're talking about it. If you had just filled the time a little bit.
Trying to fill the time while you did cut it.
Okay. Hi, Obadiah, Nikki. My name is Sharia. Oh, look. And she put in there, like,
oh,
how to pronounce
she?
It. Yeah.
Aw, sweet.
And I'm a longtime podcast listener. I figured I'd send you guys a bit of a care package from Canada. Some things you've probably tried before, others you've been talking about, but are only available up here. Anyways, just wanted to say you guys are awesome. You take the boring out of my drive for work every day. Thank you. Much love from
Aww,
Canada.
Yay.
Sharia. She said, feel free to send weird Oreos in return. Don't you guys
we
get weird
do
Oreos in Canada?
We can totally do that.
Okay, so let's see what we got here. Hickory sticks. These are like the little
pretzel stick. Oh,
no, like
onion
French
fries.
Fry, whatever. Yeah, but they're hickory flavored.
Weird. Okay.
Never had those. Okay. We've got Nikki, Ruffles all dressed, but these are like legit Canadian
That's
ones.
That's the Canadian version?
Because
I love the all dressed chips.
Yeah, you do. Old Dutch ketchup flavored chips. Now I hear
ketchup?
That's a very Canadian.
Ketchup chips. We've had ketchup chips, but not like a Canadian company.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, ketchup chips are very popular there.
Coffee crisp. They're like, do you see that? That's like
yeah.
a waffle bar.
Did
okay.
we ever try those from the UK?
They look
familiar.
A little familiar. Let's see. Cadbury caramel. I'm so eating one of those shortly.
It's a Cadbury cookie bar.
Okay. Le Jus. Le Original.
What is it?
It looks like a cupcake of some kind. It looks really
good.
Looks
like good. A moon pie, kind of.
Yeah, moon pie-ish. Okay, and then there's more stuff in this bag. The real Oreo eggs.
Ooh.
And a Chips Ahoy egg? Okay, look, Riot Food Fight's coming up. We're eating those.
The Chips Ahoy one sounds so good.
Yeah, let's see. We got these are like the Oreo, but they're the Canadian Oreo ones. And a chips. We got to eat the Chips Ahoy egg, guys.
We have
Sorry.
To. We've tried the Oreo cream eggs. They're not Cadbury, but the Oreo eggs that just came out here, but that's the U.S. version. So these are the Canada ones. And there's
yeah.
a Chips Ahoy one.
There's a Chips Ahoy one. I got to eat it. And I'm eating this right now. I want one of these.
You want one of the
this
moon
is
pies?
Oh, yeah, it actually is pretty much a moon pie.
It's a French moon pie?
Well, French Canadian.
French Canadian.
It's not the same thing. Let's see, it smells.
Oh, gosh. It's just going to be a good morning, isn't it? We got chips, we got candy bars.
It's a moon pie without that gross, like, whatever the.
The aftertaste taste that we kind of get?
No. This tastes more like a ho ho.
Oh,
actually.
Sure.
It's like a round ho ho. And. I better keep eating it to make sure.
Well, yes. Thanks for you did open the box, so you have done your part today.
All right. So, you ready for finally the Canadian Oreo egg?
Well, I want to eat the Chips Ahoy one.
Well, I want to eat it too.
Good. We can do that.
There's more than one. Nikki's yeah. looking in the box like, wait, is there more than one?
Well,
because I'm not going to share the egg with him.
No, I would have shared if we needed to, but thanks for reminding that there's two of us. We need
you
two
eggs.
You
don't have to, Nikki. Sharia, friend from Canada. We're so
Thank
eating these.
Thank you for sending so many great taste test items. We'll try to spread some of those out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spread them out in our tummies.
We're not eating it all today.
No, we're not.
But we've already eaten the all-dressed chips, so those we don't have to. I can just eat
That's
those.
The sound of Nikki wanting to just open the bag.
I'll eat those.
We save the worst of the ride for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
I really wish you guys could have been in here. I hand Nikki the eggs.
It fell.
She drops one of them. It rolls. We can't find it. We both get face first on the floor like animals.
And there are parts of this underneath
it's
this desk that I've
over
not
there.
Been clean.
It is filthy over
but
there.
But my Oreo egg rolled all the way under the desk to your side of the desk.
Yep, I got it.
Thankfully, the Chips Ahoy one is still good. I didn't drop
no
it.
No problem. Okay, so what we have here are the legit Canadian versions of the Oreo egg. And what we did not know is that a Chips Ahoy egg is a thing. So thanks again to Sharia for
Ooh,
making
love
that
Chips
possible.
Ahoy. If you smell
are
the
you jumping right into the Chips Ahoy?
Well, I opened it just to let it air. Let it breathe.
To let it
like
breathe.
A fine Chips Ahoy egg should.
Right.
Oh, and you smell the Chips Ahoy in it. Oh, it smells so good.
Okay, and you know what's interesting? This looks like a Cadbury egg. It like if you've
more
ever seen
the
a Cadbury
version.
No, it is. It has like the markings of a Cadbury cream egg, like the star on it that leads us from afar. That right there, that's what that is.
Is that something more people who know, like you know more if you like cream eggs?
Yeah. Okay, I don't think it smells like a Chips Ahoy. I think it just smells weird.
You really think so? Oh, it smells so like Chips Ahoy. Oh, that little back taste smell to it. I don't want to eat it. It smells so good.
Oh, I want to eat it. I'm in.
It smells like, or sounds like I have a cold because I just want to keep sniffing it. How's it taste?
Whoa.
Is it good?
There's definitely a Cadbury chocolate, which I love. Oh, it's weird.
I'm just going to lick the inside out.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like the cream egg chocolate.
You're crazy.
Well, the inside is good. That's better than the Oreo ones.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, that's good. All right, well, I'll eat all that today.
Okay, there's that. But now we need to try the actual, these are the Cadbury Oreo eggs versus that American trash.
Guys, this is so hard. You don't understand what it's like to have to eat stuff during the morning.
It's all right. Listen, this job is costing me my health. This is why you're fat.
There's stress. There's food. There's international food. All right, so this is the Oreo, the Canadian Oreo. What do you think?
Well.
You're going to have to give me more than that.
I'm thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
I got to focus.
Okay, I will say these are both way better than any U.S. version.
It is legit better
than. The inside of this Oreo egg is way better than the one we had from the United States.
Gosh, it really is
way better. That's like, crazy.
What you doing, America?
I don't know.
We're supposed to be the land of the free, the home of the fat. Like, why can't we get that
right? Is this because this is real sugar?
Maybe. Oh, I forgot about that.
Don't eat too much. We'll get
better
sick.
Be careful how much of it we eat, right?
That's us being sensible. Don't eat too much. Those are really good.
Oh, that's delicious.
Those good. I still like the Chips Ahoy one better, but those are both really good.
Mm. I'm not sure which one I like better, but... Mm-hmm.
Well, you keep trying and you tell me.
Mm. Yeah, and look, you can put the little lid back on and save it for later. Seals it right back up.
Yeah, your egg is good.
Something you can't do with a chicken egg. Okay. That's innovation.
Well, thank you again for sending us all that stuff.
Okay.
We'll taste test the items. We'll do more later.
I did not like the American Oreo egg at all. That is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Canadian version is good.
Oh, yes. With this coffee to wash it down, let's just end the show now. Like, I think I'm good. Let's stop it.
There's nothing else we can do.
It's the Ryan.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
You know, a lot of people today are... You know, talking again about Rachel Maddow. She was on Jimmy Fallon last night, but Stephen Colbert was roasting her last night. And sure, Trump's tax returns, President Trump's tax returns, they're very important. But I'm a little more interested personally in the article that Randall sent us on Facebook through the Riot's Facebook page.
This is more of what we should be questioning and talking about.
Screen Rant is asking a very important question.
Now, please listen to this question.
Should Pacific Rim join the King Kong and Godzilla monsterverse?
Even I'm curious about that. Pacific Rim was a good movie.
It was good. And I haven't read the article yet, and I will, but I have this great idea. Okay, King Kong versus Godzilla is going to be a thing, right? And if you didn't know this, I will tell you that the Godzilla movie that came out here in the U.S. a couple years ago.
Where he was kind of a little bigger, he's cute. Yeah. He was actually very nice towards the end.
And Kong Skull Island... They take place in a shared movie universe.
Yeah, so they'll be together.
Right. So that movie, there's going to be a Godzilla sequel, but there's also going to be a King Kong versus Godzilla movie. Like, those are things that are going to happen, right? Right. But I have this idea. What if there's an alternate timeline where Godzilla and King Kong basically lay waste to the human population on the Earth, and that leads to a monster Earth? And that's the void where the monsters are coming through into that other Earth where the Pacific Rim Jaegers are happening.
Because Pacific Rim was the
just Jaegers.
Just not Jägermeister.
No Meisters. Just Jaegers.
And then what was the other thing? Jaegers and...
Kaiju.
Kaiju, that's
which is the Japanese word for monsters.
Monsters, yeah.
So...
That's something, because in that movie, yes, the monsters are coming from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you want the movie to turn it on the other side and show you what's the other somewhere,
mm-hmm.
where it's all just monsters.
Come on.
I think that's good, except I would not want to watch it because that's too much monster stuff. Like, I need something I can follow along with, a storyline.
Well, I mean, there are breaks in the Monsterverse.
Well,
you need
something. Like, yeah. What if then something happened and some of the monster hunters fell in and then went to the other side?
Great idea.
So,
be really curious to see what that's like. So, that's a great idea. An important question to be considered. And they're all from Legendary Pictures, which... I mean, I'm assuming if you've got those copyrights and you can get people to sign the right whatevers, like you...
Now, if I was just listening to you, I wouldn't know that Legendary Pictures is a company, not like you're saying those were all legendary, amazing pictures that we had a chance to see.
They're a production company.
Okay, yes. I feel like it could be specified.
It's important. I see where you're coming from,
just
Nikki.
Just in case
you
just don't know.
I do. So, yeah, dude, I still haven't seen Kong yet, and I want to.
Did you see my tweet?
No.
I bought the tickets for Friday.
You're going Friday?
Eric and I are going Friday.
Damn.
Instead of seeing Beauty and the Beast, I'm going to go see Kong.
Well, you made the right choice.
I think so.
Well, I actually, if you think about it, they probably both feature a woman falling in love with some hairy beast.
Because
in most King Kong
movies,
doesn't that happen?
I never caught if there's a romance in this one. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Has anybody seen it yet to where does someone fall in love with Kong?
I don't know. I saw that King Kong, like Peter Jackson one.
Where they were ice skating in Central Park.
That's a weird one where the blonde lady and King Kong are ice skating in Central Park. Like, that's just a weird aside. Anybody else think so? It's not just me, right? Like, that's okay.
Not just you.
It's not just me.
Long egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a worst of the riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
We said that you can text or call anytime you want, 877-2-RADIO-U.
I love your text.
And Chelsea says, my name is Chelsea, and I just have to comment and say that if anybody is falling in love in the King Kong movie, it would be me with Tom Hiddleston.
Very nice. Good call on that one.
So what, you're falling in love with the Tom Hiddlestons?
No, I just meant, he, in the movie, and
it connected
stuff.
With you.
No, it's fine. It's very funny.
Connected with you. Nikki, you know, an English gentleman who's out
actually,
there.
Actually, yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's not because it's like a Darcy thing. It's not from Pride and Prejudice.
No, it's connected.
No.
It is. You go to Nikki's house, she's got a little Mr. Darcy doll, but it's a Loki doll that she's, redressed.
Oh my gosh, is that why?
That's what it is.
Why would you even?
What?
It's not. I forgot Tom Hiddleston was in...
Tom Hiddleston, Sam Jackson, that one guy... who's the guy who's been living on the island? He's in all the movies. I can't remember. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
John C. Reilly.
Is that him?
Is that it?
I don't know. That's a great pick if it is, Nikki. I'm really impressed. John C. Reilly.
Maybe. That
is his name.
Thank you.
Wait, do you have a little John C. Reilly doll at home?
No, I do not.
You're like, hello, Mr. Reilly.
No, I don't.
Sure, come on.
I just remember his name.
Okay, that blows me away. That's really something. So, Chelsea, what do you think? Like, if anybody's falling in love in that movie, is it, Nikki and John C. Reilly?
Maybe.
Is it Chelsea and John C. Reilly, maybe? I don't really know. it's just something to think about. So, I'm there to see the ape.
Sure, sure.
That's where I'm at.
I'll let you know. I'm going to see it tomorrow. I think I am. I mean, the tickets are...
You bought the tickets.
I picked my seats and everything.
Wait. Now you're all non-committal about
no,
it? Like,
it
I'll let you know if it happens?
Listen, it's very sad. My little dog has to have surgery tomorrow, and I don't know when I got to pick him up.
Really?
Yes, he has to. So it depends on his pickup and if the vet is open later so I can go after the movie.
Well, can you explain to them that you have movie tickets?
I forgot when I got him that he has that tomorrow, and it should all work out.
Well, then it sounds like if anybody's going to be falling in love during the Kong movie tomorrow, it's Nikki and her little dog.
I know. It's very sad.
I didn't know
tomorrow.
That he had to have surgery.
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He'll be
and
fine.
And if you want me to call the vet.
And pick him up so I can see the movie. You're going to have to pay, too.
No,
can
I'm
you
not.
Pick him up?
I'm not calling because I'm going to pick him up. I'm calling because I'm going to explain to the vet that they need to stay open later so you can finish the movie.
Listen, the movie is before dinner, and pickup is till, I think, 8. So I should be fine. There's enough time.
When will my dog be ready for pickup? 7:30.
But I feel bad as if he's been ready, and I'm making him wait so I can go see the movie. Like, I should have gone and got him sooner.
What, you think you're going to pick him up and he'll be like...
You just want popcorn on me?
You smell like the movies.
Did you go to the movies and leave me here? Well, I also didn't want the vet to be like, oh, your dog had this thing today, but yet you were at the movies.
You know what, Nikki? In surgery, you got to have time in recovery.
True. He's an older dog. He's got to sit there. So
he needs time. Like, they need to monitor his vitals.
That's the only reason why I have the tickets and I should see Kong tomorrow, but there's just that floating around.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? If you... don't get to go, and
you and Eric can go. You can have my seat.
To need the,
yes, I understand.
The tickets. I mean, I know a guy.
We could do that.
Who hasn't seen it yet?
Sure.
It's the Ryan.
You have the worst personality of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
On Radio U.
Now, we have for quite a while been talking here about, you know, what we want Nikki to do when it's time for her to move on.
Oh, move on from the show.
Some of you have accused me of trying to make Nikki move on, which has not been the case, though I have been honestly escalating my aggravation plan slowly over the last 2 years.
That's my fault because I react, and I feel like if I didn't react, then you wouldn't even still be talking about it.
Mm-hmm. So what I have here, Nikki, I feel like is the fourth pillar in our ongoing building project.
What are we at? We're at a goat farmer. I could...
No, stop right there. I've settled on goat farmer.
Oh, that's it? I thought there was others, though.
Well, I mean, I have one other one that we're actually going to talk about in a few minutes that I think you continually, you know, don't seem as comfortable with, but I feel like with enough work, we could get
you
there.
We can make it happen.
Here we have a woman who, she has a licensed comfort animal, you know, that she takes places with her.
Yeah.
And she has to take it to the store and to all the different places.
Is it a goat?
As a matter of fact,
she has a licensed comfort goat.
Yeah, it's her comfort goat.
I guess. I mean, okay. We find comfort, and that's fine.
All right, but what if you had a whole bunch of comfort animals?
Or maybe I raise the goats to become comfort animals.
There you go. But you know what? They're providing you with comfort the whole time.
Still, goats weird me out a bit, so I don't know if I'd be comfortable.
What is it that weirds you out?
Like, it's not a dog, it's not a cat.
Did you see those videos of the baby goats playing?
They just hop around and they don't stop, and they just clippity clap and they're just
having a good time.
Yeah, and does it stop?
Oh, so you want the good times to stop?
Like,
we really need to get you an emotional comfort animal, Nikki.
No, like, can it just not be a goat? You know, it just kind of sit there or lay down.
You know, Nikki, if you keep saying that to your goat's just going to keep loving you anyway. Could you stop being a goat?
Could you just stop
it? I love you, Nikki. I love you.
Well, normally I only see, or you guys send us the goat videos where it's like 50 of them all in one little pen and they're going crazy. So I don't just
see
like a... I've never been around just a normal goat and how it acts.
Well, you know what the thing is that first off, I don't like the work... Like
normal,
the word normal.
Yes, I am.
So because
I
that,
am judging.
By saying normal, you're creating, you know, abnormal behavior.
Sure.
And I don't want us to use words like that. That's hurtful to emotional comfort goats.
I understand that that's not how I should.
Because that goat is coming to not judge you. So then you should not start by judging that
goat. I just don't know how that'll be a job. I don't know how I'm supposed to relax with that. I now am responsible for all these little creatures, and that's stress.
No, because...
They don't take care of themselves.
Okay, and, you know, your dogs and your cats, do they take care of themselves? Do they stress you out?
Well, the cats kind of, for the most part, mostly do.
They're pretty chill,
They're
right?
They're pretty chilled out.
Goats are pretty chill, probably. We don't know, but we'll figure it out. Look at this picture here. Like, she comes out to her car, and there's her goat waiting in the car for her, patiently waiting.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I saw a duck one, a comfort duck, and I've seen dogs, and I think there's cats. So I guess we can all find comfort in different things.
Right. So you're going to find comfort in a goat farm. So
can
much comfort.
Can I bring
comfort.
A goat in then every day to be my comfort animal at work?
Sure you can.
Where I might feel threatened.
Yeah. I know. Well, I will tell you that lately Michael's getting the look. So
Now, I will say Obi's got allergies, so I won't do that to
Might be problematic. Well, you can wait right out there. We've got this little kind of like
I have allergies. I think I would be allergic to a goat.
A goat allergy?
Yeah. I mean, I have a dog and cat allergy. The only reason I can handle it is because I'm just grown accustomed to my pets.
Do you think that maybe that allergy is why you're irritated all the time? That like you live in an environment.
Not irritated all the time, am I?
Well, I mean, no. What are you talking about? You're fine.
Just caused me to feel uncomfortable. And if I had a comfort animal, right now would have been it.
You know what? You would be over there clutching that comfort animal.
But instead,
and you would
all
feel
I have
comforted.
Is potato chips and some candy.
Oh, yeah.
So we're
I forgot.
Comforting that way.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
I think the sugar's kicked in from our earlier
Nikki's having a little problem over there.
No, it's fine. I'm just a little...
It's fine for you.
Amped up. We had a wonderful care package.
Is that how you want to describe it?
That's a wonderful care package from a great podcast listener in Manitoba. Mm-hmm. She sent all these great Canadian stuff that we're going to be doing taste testing, but included in that is the Oreo Canadian version of like the Oreo egg.
Yes.
That has the cream filling in it, mm-hmm. and then a Chips Ahoy version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the Chips Ahoy and I ate the whole thing. And I shouldn't have because that's Canadian sugar and that's real stuff.
It's working on you.
Well, I feel a little like I can't settle down.
She said that she needs something to help even her out.
So I need the chips.
So what we have here
unless
are
there's
the
sugar in these chips.
Here's the Ruffles All Dressed, which is Nikki's favorite chip, by the way.
I love this flavor, but I've never had it actually in Canada.
Like, so this is the Canadian version of it. I just want to know if...
I get now 25 more grams of chips in this. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Someone convert that to me. I don't know. But if you did not know, like, when you go to different countries, they use different ingredients. And so here we use corn syrup. What's it called?
Corn sugar?
Corn sugar, yeah. So we use like...
It's not really what it's called. That's what they want us to call it. High fructose corn syrup?
That.
Yeah.
CS. Yes, we use that and stuff. But yeah, if you go to different countries, they use normal, like regular sugar.
Yeah, so let's find out what you think.
You want to try? I grabbed like four.
No, honestly, it's all you.
So this is the... Oh, you don't like the all-dressed ones? I couldn't remember.
Here's what's really funny. Like, in the United States...
Whoa, spicier.
Really?
There's a lot more spice to that one.
Well, it's got a very different... Like, they have red peppers and onions as the... And salt...
Whoa, those are way different than
the flavor on them, and that is not what they put on the cover of the American version.
You won't like this. This is way more onion-ier than the American all-dressed chip.
Yeah, well, they can keep it then.
It's like ranch with it.
Yeah, let's see. It's sweet and salty and savory all in one bag.
Now, it's good, but it's way stronger than the all-dressed here.
Okay, so, like, what do you...
Oh, I'll eat
think?
The bag. I'll eat them. That's not... Because, I mean, there is 25% more grams of them.
No, 25 grams.
25 more grams.
It's important. I just want to make sure we're representing
it
properly.
Is that vinegar?
Is it?
In the bottle? On the picture?
I thought it... Honestly, to me, that looks like an old-style salt shaker.
No, that's vinegar, I think.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good, but man, wow, that's different.
Well, okay, but here's the question, though. Like, now, is it one of those things where it's like... A purer and harder all-dressed chip. So now you're going to be ordering boxes and boxes of chips from...
No, I feel like American all-dressed, like the Ruffles chips,
mm-hmm.
all-dressed always reminded me of like a Reuben, like the
what
French
is he dippity
dressing.
Doing?
No, like the French dressing or something like that. And this is more like a ranch sort of all-dressed.
Okay.
So it's got a little bit of different style to it.
And it's got ridges.
Yeah, well, that's
the Ruffles.
That keeps the chip together.
Nikki loves these chips.
I love all dressed.
You want to give her? I'm just going to give the two of you a minute. So you enjoy that bag.
I'll just take the bag because you don't like onions, so you're not going to like these.
Well, I know, but I feel like I should get my share of the bag to do with what I please.
No, I'll trade you this bag, and you can have the ketchup chips because I don't want that.
Now, what makes you think I want a ketchup chip?
You love ketchup.
I do, but like, how do we know? You know, fine.
Are you really?
We haven't drug it on long
Our
enough.
Our poor bodies.
What?
I bet you that's going to be more onion-er.
Are you? Do
that's
you
a
even,
word.
Do you even know words? Like, what are you even talking about?
Oh, you're harsh.
Okay, no ridges on this, okay?
That's just a ketchup chip, which is very popular in Canada, too.
Wow!
spicier. There's more seasoning on these
things. There's so much flavor.
Yes. That's exactly like the Old Dressed. In Canada, they do not skip out on the seasoning.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like somebody just hit me in the mouth.
Yes.
It's good, though.
Yeah, but
you know what? It really does taste like ketchup.
Yeah.
Old Dutch. Got me some Old Dutch ketchup. Actually, this is pretty good.
Okay, well, I'll try one.
I feel like I need some soda now. Wash it all down.
You need something.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
So, hey, a little while ago, we were talking about Nikki getting goats as comfort animals, because I'm like a dog on a bone. I'm not letting that go. And then I mentioned in that break, over the course of us discussing it, that I had another option for you that had popped up in the news again. But did you hear about...
Wait, this is an option for me to do once I... If I need to leave the high-powered life of radio to go to something calmer?
Yeah, or you know what's the other thing, Nikki? What if we started talking about a side job?
Sure,
it's a side job.
I have an hour each day. I can handle something else.
Okay, well, here we go. Did you hear what's going on in Russia right now?
Which part?
The Russian part.
Which thing? There's lots of things.
A lot of things in Russia now.
What is it?
Yesterday, Russia announced that they're going to the moon, and they are right now taking a look at getting 4 to 6 cosmonauts ready, comrade. Hey, comrade, for a trip to the moon.
All expense paid?
Well, I mean,
saying off air I wanted a trip, but not to the moon.
Did. Nikki was like,
not to the moon.
No, what I love is Nikki's like, all these people talking about boycott Hawaii. Doesn't Hawaii sound nice?
It does. And not like in a, I am against a boycott.
Not a political statement.
Anytime you see
nice.
It, you're like, well, yeah, that does sound lovely.
I love, a beach.
I don't need
like
a boycott moon, though. I'm not going.
Well, okay.
Especially not by way of Russia. I don't feel like I would be as welcomed.
What? I think you're actually wrong there. I think you could do very well in Russia.
I have enough of the sass that's needed to get me up there.
I think you could do very well in Russia. So I know.
I just mean we've said things and in the show's history.
Oh, they're not going to get that. It's fine.
You sure?
Don't worry about it.
It'll be okay.
And they'll put
that
you in,
North Korea. I'm just very nervous.
Well, no, North Korea, I'm never going there. Never. Like, that can't happen. But I think you could do okay in Russia.
I don't want to go to space. I've never liked anything with it. Never growing up, never, looked up and wondered. I looked at the sky and thought, boy, I wish I could go up there one day. Please, oh, please, can I handle that? I'd love to. Never thought that.
I love...
Never wanted to go to space camp or nothing.
I never looked up and wondered.
That's what you do.
Right there, I just want you to know, maybe the best thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
That might be something that I want to put on a plaque in this studio. Nikki, I've never looked up and wondered.
Just if I can go to the moon one day.
I've never looked up and wondered.
So that's my answer. I'm not going. I'm not going at all.
Applicants have to undergo several selection stages, including testing for education and professional aptitude, medical exams, psychological qualities, and physical fitness tests. Applicants will be accepted from Russia no older than 35.
Well, I'm not from Russia.
You have to have a degree in engineering, research, or other flight specialties, and a previous work record, which Nikki hasn't worked a whole day in her life. What?
What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I
like a little bit?
Because what you do this and then you just go home, right?
Very hard.
It's like she leaves here and goes to a spa, a little time on the radio telling people what's up, and then a life of luxury to follow.
That's not at all how
it is. That's the way Nikki lives.
But yeah, I don't meet all the other qualifiers there.
Oh, you know what? The driver's here again for you. He's early.
He's
I'll go let him
away.
Know. Yeah. Nikki will only travel in her Mercedes limousine, though. It's a converted, it's an SUV.
Between you saying that and all the goat talk, people have a very weird perception of what they think I must be like or must do, and none of it's true.
Well,
but the fact that I'm not going to the moon.
Awesome. The great news is, Nikki, the reality show that's coming soon to YouTube is going to show you the real Nikki, and not this fake plastic version I keep presenting you here on
yes,
the radio.
Right.
So, all right.
Well, thanks for telling me, and if anybody in Russia would be interested... Since it seems like you have to be Russian,
well,
then
we can forge some documents in Russia.
Duh. good
show,
thing.
Show them all
show
the,
what I got,
show
right?
Show all the expressions yeah. you speak, Nikki. Da, 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 so da.
Yep, yeah, that's not going to work. So she says yes to everything. All she knows.
She's, but well, you know what? She's just a hard worker and is willing.
Yeah.
It's that attitude.
That's it. That's why I got up there into the space.
The Riot.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
On Radio U.
Loud noises!
Nikki, it's time to choose your own adventure. Do you want to talk about extreme challenges or do you want to talk about Legion?
Legion.
Okay, Legion.
Eric's been up on that, and it seemed like you were into it.
Eric's take on Legion got me to watch it. It is a show that's on FX, and, okay, let me get to the news, then I'll give you my commentary. The news is this. It's doing fairly well on FX, and they just announced that they are doing a season 2 of Legion. Now, Legion is a show that kind of happens in the X-Men universe. It's based on a character in X-Men that, from what I can tell, like, the TV incarnation of him is vastly different from what is in comics. But, you know, that's common enough, whatever. But the idea there is that he's a guy who thought for a long time that he was schizophrenic, but it turns out that he's telepathic. And so these voices that he's hearing actually were the voices of other people. And
but it's considered a Marvel series.
It is. It is. I have watched an episode. I watched the premiere episode in about 10 minutes of the second one. I just haven't had time to watch more.
But you like it?
Oh, it's a trip, man. It is so visually unique. And I like, this sounds really funny, I like those kinds of movies where they're messing with you. Like, you don't really know what's going on. You have to pay very close attention. There's a lot of visual storytelling going on and visual. I love all of those things. And that's exactly what this is like. I know some people don't like that. But to see, normally the only kind of time you see really that kind of storytelling is in really weird indie movies that are about things I don't want to know about,
sure,
and horror films. And so, like, here's a show that is neither one of those things. And so that has made it kind of interesting.
Probably picked up for a second season, because normally if Obi likes something, it gets canceled. But you didn't get into it in the beginning.
And that brings
me, that's the key.
That brings me to my point. Okay, I have done nothing but talk about off air, and I think even on air a little bit, about how dumb I thought it was that they were making this show.
Yeah.
It just sounded really dumb to me. Why this? Why this? I've been so anti it. So finally, Eric liking it was the tipping point for me. Like, okay, I at least have to watch it. And so I really liked the first episode, and it's been picked up for a second season. But now that I like it and I'm watching it,
it's a dance.
Is that nothing but the sound of the bell tolling
for, like, it to be canceled?
They announced yesterday, hey, Legion's getting a second season. Somebody at Fox goes, oh, wait a minute. Obadiah likes it. Okay,
but
second season is canceled. Show is canceled.
Remember, though, you're not in it on the beginning, so others liked it outside of you.
Right.
So that was enough. As
so
long
you
as you're not
okay
in it on the beginning.
And this all goes back to, if you don't know, I fit into what they refer to as a category called the harbinger of failure. I have a tendency to like things that end up not succeeding. So
failing, like, miserably.
Oh, and you don't want to study that too hard, because then you start applying it to the rest of your life.
And
this is just consumer products.
Just TV shows and movies.
Consumer products. So, yeah, so it's gotten picked up for another season, which means I might be safe to go ahead and watch it some more.
You can catch up on some episodes for Legion.
Jason just texted and said, well, so much for season 3.
Now, Jason, it might still be fine. Again, he didn't like Legion when it first came out. And I
right
think that's key. If you like something right when it comes out, then it fails.
Yes.
You've given it enough time. It's okay.
So maybe I won't have ruined it, guys. Maybe it'll be okay. We'll see.
This was the worst of the riots, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
So this woman falls in love with this goat guy. I'm not buying it.